When buying or selling a home, one of the questions that may come to mind is who pays the real estate agent's commission. The answer is not always straightforward, as it can vary depending on the circumstances of the transaction. In this article, we will explore the different scenarios in which the commission is paid and who is responsible for it. The role of real estate agents in a transaction. Before we delve into who pays the commission, it's important to understand the role of real estate agents in a transaction. Real estate agents act as intermediaries between buyers and sellers, helping both parties navigate the complex process of buying or selling a home. They provide valuable services such as marketing the property, scheduling and hosting open houses, negotiating offers, and handling the paperwork involved in a sale. In exchange for these services, real estate agents receive a commission, which is a percentage of the sale price of the property. The commission is typically split between the listing agent, the agent representing the seller, and the buyer's agent, the agent representing the buyer. Seller pays the commission in most cases. In most cases, the commission is paid by the seller of the property. This is because the commission is typically included in the seller's closing costs, which are deducted from the proceeds of the sale. The commission is usually a percentage of the sale price, typically ranging from 3% to 10% of the total sale price. For example, if a home sells for UGX 500 million, the commission would be between UGX 15 million and UGX 50 million. This commission is split between the listing agent and the buyer's agent. Buyer pays commission in rare cases. While it is rare, there are instances where the buyer may be responsible for paying the commission. This can happen if the buyer and seller agree to a different arrangement in the purchase agreement. For example, in a seller's market, where demand for homes is high and inventory is low, the seller may receive multiple offers on their property. In this scenario, the seller may negotiate with the buyer to pay a portion of the commission in order to make their offer more attractive. Similarly, in a buyer's market, where there are more homes for sale than buyers, the buyer may be able to negotiate with the seller to have them pay a portion of the commission. In some cases, buyers may choose to work with a real estate agent who charges a flat fee instead of a commission based on the sale price. In these cases, the buyer would be responsible for paying the agent's fee directly. In conclusion, the responsibility for paying the real estate agent's commission can vary depending on the circumstances of the transaction. In most cases, the seller is responsible for paying the commission, but there are situations where the buyer may be responsible as well. It's important to discuss this with your agent and carefully review the terms of the PERC-Hays agreement to fully understand who is responsible for paying the commission in your specific transaction.